Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
What in the hell is going on with our educational system in this country? You know, that's a question that everyone, whether you have children or you don't, should be asking yourselves, because it's going to greatly affect you. This has gotten to be a situation that is totally and completely out of control. And very few news companies are, or papers are covering this. Or they're playing it down as if it's not an important issue. Oh, it's another red herring. Oh, my gosh, it's being so overblown. The idea is that critical race theory, CRT, is being taught in your school systems. And the teachers and the teachers' union and the Board of Education are lying about it by simply changing the name and saying, oh, no, that's not what we're doing at all. We're simply teaching history. I listened to a high-ranking member of the Board of Education literally say the other day, this is all just a Republican talking point. All we're doing is teaching history. All we want to do is teach the facts. They don't want us to teach the facts. They don't want us to teach about slavery. Well, let me ask you a question. How long has our school systems taught about slavery and not one person has complained? Not one. So why all of a sudden now, ma'am, would you think that parents are in an uproar? I just wonder what your opinion is on that. When I went to school, I learned all about slavery. No, my parents didn't have to complain and holler and scream and go to the school board. And I'm sure that many people listening to this show learned all about slavery in school. So why is it that all of a sudden now parents are uprising? If you're doing nothing but teaching about slavery, because you're lying. And the problem is you got caught lying. You see, the pandemic did many horrible things to this country. But if it did one thing that wasn't so horrible, it gave parents a peek into what was being taught to their children in school, and the parents didn't like it. No wonder we heard from teachers, we don't want parents interfering. We don't want parents in the same room. We don't want parents over the shoulder of their children. Yeah, gee, I wonder why. I wonder why. Because you knew you were lying about what you were teaching. You knew you were saying we're just teaching about the Civil War, we're just teaching about slavery, when in fact you were indoctrinating children. Because that's what your mission was, indoctrinate these children into our ideology. And then you have leaders of these school boards, fascists, literally shouting parents down who come with legitimate concerns. They pay their salary. I've made it my business to watch school board meetings that are being posted in various areas, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania. And some of these are beyond belief. Some of these you wouldn't believe unless you watched it with your own two eyes. I watched three consecutive gentlemen be given a chance to speak. And within a minute of trying to bring up their concerns, weren't just told, excuse me, sir, there's really nothing to be concerned about there, and we'll deal with this in a minute, but we're really trying to keep the meeting to this. No, you know what they were told? You're finished. their exact words. Cut his mic off, you're finished. You heard me. Take your seat. Stand up now. You're finished. That's what they were told, like they were children being chastised. Like they were the slaves that they so much want to teach you was 100% the fault of you, apparently, listening to this show. Get up. Get back to your seat immediately. You heard me. You're finished. That's the language they were using. That's the language they were using. And these people who are not used to public speaking, who have just come out to support their children and make sure that their children are being given a proper education, are a little taken aback by this. And and they say, well, I still have more to say. I said you're finished to your seat. That's what these people are doing in that tone of voice. Don't believe me? Go search it. All these are on YouTube. They're public documents. You can see them. That's how parents are being treated. I don't have a child. Try treating me that way. If I go to one of these school board meetings and you tell me I'm finished, you got a problem, my friend, because I'm finished when I'm finished. We pay your salaries. You have a job because of us. We elected you. We can take it away from you, too. You're not a dictator. This isn't some third world country. You will listen to the parents' concerns. I don't care. If there's a parent that wants to get up and say, my daughter or son was taught that it's possible that we could have life on other planets, and I am a very religious person, and I don't want that. Okay, well, we're going to listen to all your concerns. And you know why we're going to listen to all your concerns? Because you're our boss. We're just in custody of your children for these few hours, but you're our bosses ultimately. You pay our salaries with your taxes. You pay for our school system with your taxes. And we are the custodians of your children. You've entrusted us with that duty. And so we have a duty to listen to you. Even if you're out of your mind, we have a duty to listen to you without shouting you down and telling you, get up and back to your seat like you're less than human. How dare you? I don't know who you teachers think you are. You have been entrusted to be the custodians of these children and to put factual information in their head and let them form their own opinions, not indoctrinate them with your own personal ideologies. Not even that bright, obviously, because while you're sitting there saying, It's only critical race theory. It's just facts. Ma'am, it's in the name, critical race theory. A theory is not a fact. A theory is not written in rock. A theory means this is my own personal or a group of our personal opinions. This is a theory we're come up with. You don't get to teach that as fact. How about if I say, okay, well, here's the deal. We're going to teach all liberals are evil, maniacal, communistic bastards, and we're going to teach that anyone who thinks differently is an enemy of the state. You know how quick liberals would be crying and screaming and hollering and boo-hoo-hooing and threatening to burn the school down and protesting outside and all that stuff, it would take 1 second. But because it's to your advantage, oh, it's just history. No, it's not just history. You know what history is? History is Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves. Opinion is, yeah, but that's not what he really, I mean, that was a minor part of what he was trying to do. He used that because he knew that the war would not be as popular if we didn't add that. And they really, it was all about money more than it was about slavery. Well, that's an opinion. That's an opinion. And some people say, well, I can bear that out with fact. Okay, but it's still just your opinion until it's labeled a fact. The history books should be about facts, not theories. You don't get to look at some child and say, because of your ancestors, you have white privilege. You have a better chance of succeeding than your friend here who you walked to school with today, but they're not going to be your friend tomorrow because we're going to explain to them how you probably live in a bigger house because of your white privilege, and you're probably going to make more money when you get out of school because of your white privilege. And here's what you did to their ancestors. Why are you trying to spread hate? Why are you trying to do that? I'll tell you why. Because you want to divide this country. And now you've poisoned the educational system, so they'll do it for you and indoctrinate these kids at an early age so their minds are poisoned. No wonder you go to a college and all you get is a bunch of boneheaded people who couldn't come up with a theory if their life depended on it. These are the same people you see walking around colleges that you give them Trump's tax plan and claim it was Joe Biden's, and they say, oh, it's a wonderful tax plan. I'm all for that. You see, I told you Joe Biden was great. Yeah, but it was Trump. Huh? What? Yeah, they don't know, and they don't care to know. The guys are, how do I get laid? I get laid by being a little snowflake who says, I'm so sensitive to everybody else's wants and needs. And I'm so sensitive to the racial issues going on in this country. Let's get together and smoke a little dope and have sex. And the girls think they have to be, I have to have a man who is so gentle and non-masculine that won't threaten my womanhood. Oh, what, are you kidding me? That's because you've been indoctrinated. You don't even realize it, and your parents didn't realize it either. But now they do realize it and are angry. You know, you spend so much time saying, we should really make sure that the police have body cams, every single police officer, so every single traffic stop even, scrutinized. How about we put cameras in the classroom? How about that? How about every single class is filmed? And any time a parent wants to see it, all they have to do is call it up. Oh, you don't want to go for that, though, do you? Then you have teachers saying, this is a violation of our civil rights. We don't want to. We did not agree to be on camera. No. What do you mean, no? That's not your child. That's not your child. You don't have any right. None. Zero. No rights. You've been given the right to be their custodian for a certain length of time. You don't have any right to say the parents can't watch and see what's happening to their children. They're not your children. How dare you? And if you're the heads of some of these school board meetings, how dare you tell parents you're finished before their 5 minutes is up? 30 seconds. Oh, you're finished. You brought up CRT. You're finished. I said good day, sir, like Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory. How dare you? Parents can't put up with this. This is your children. They're trying to make your children mindless zombies who just say, follow what the state says. Follow what the state wants us to follow. Government good. Do you remember a time when the hippies and the punk rockers later on, they were all anti-establishment? We just want to live our life free, man. Leave us alone, man. We don't want the man coming down on us, man. We don't want rules and regulations getting in the way of our life, man. Just leave us be, man, and we'll be fine, man. Now you're 60-some-odd-year-old people saying, must have the government save me. You should be ashamed of yourselves, every single one of you. You're nothing but a bunch of hypocrites. And the punk rockers the same way. Oh, you know, government sucks. Government sucks. All of a sudden, government, wonderful. Let's all do what the government says. You should all be ashamed of yourselves. You can't see through this facade, then you probably have already been indoctrinated. I remember not long ago people were saying, what are the police so afraid of? Oh, they don't want to have cameras on them. to make their bodies even heavier when they're chasing suspects. They don't want to have cameras on them. That's because they're afraid of what the public will see. Well, now, let me ask you the same thing about teachers. How come we can't videotape their classes then? How come? Someone's children sitting in that classroom, and that person has the absolute right to know every single thing you are putting in that child's mind. Everything. And when you start telling me three-year-olds can make up their mind whether they're a male or female, when you start showing four-year-olds and six-year-olds cartoons on masturbation, when junior high school kids, which recently happened, by the way, were shown absolute triple X pornography and told to write how it creates stereotypes or whatever, and then when confronted about it, the teacher says, well, they're looking at it anyway, so we might as well allow them to look at it in a different light. How dare you? I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get reduce the innocence of these children to the point where pretty soon you're going to say, oh, what's the big deal if we lower the age of consent to 13? We've indoctrinated these children. They know all about sexuality now. They know all about whatever. It's not so horrible. Oh, yeah, I see what you're doing. I'm way ahead of you on this. You want to destroy the very foundation of our system of life here in the United States. And here's what you're not teaching, Mr. or Miss History Teacher. Critical race theory is a staple of the Marxist movement. Are you going to teach that? Are you going to teach that what you're about to learn is a Marxist philosophy? And here's what Marxism has done over the years to people. Oh, no, you're not going to teach that. You're not going to teach that. You're just going to teach this country bad, the white man bad, the Democrats or the Republicans bad, the Democrats good. You just remember that, and you don't need to worry about anything else, dummy. You're finished. There's your education for your children. Is that what you want? Well, I got news. No, it's not what you want, because parents have gone berserk, and not just Republican parents, Democratic parents too. They know this is wrong. They know this is absurd. You currently have Antifa marching and assaulting protesters outside a spa because a grown man with a beard. And the reason the beard's important is he's making no attempt at all to look feminine. A grown man with a full beard walks into a salon, says, I identify as a woman, and gets into a hot tub with a 10, 12-year-old girl, naked, for all the world to see. And Antifa says, if you don't believe that's okay, if you have a problem with that, if you have a problem with an adult male with male genitalia and a beard saying he's a woman and climbing into a hot tub with your 12-year-old daughter, you're a fascist. No, you're fascists. You're just too dumb. You see, that's the problem. Every one of these Antifa lunatics, there's two different groups of them. One is the educators. Oh, yes, there are college professors and teachers and everything that are part of the Antifa movement. Surprise. But they know what they're doing. They're doing the indoctrination. Then you got a bunch of people living in their mother's basement who couldn't spell shit if their mouth was full of it, and they're saying, I'm a fascist fighter. No, you're not. You're a brown shirt, you moron. Why don't you take a history lesson? You're a useful idiot and a tool of government. You're an enforcement arm for a fascist regime. That's what you are, dummy. It's unreal. And people say, well, how did we get here? How did we get to this place in the country? I'll tell you how. Your children were indoctrinated, and now your children aren't so small anymore. your children were indoctrinated when they're 8, 9, 10 years old, and you were sitting around saying, I don't know, they're probably teaching the same thing I'm teaching in school. They weren't. You were busy with your lives trying to put food on the table for your children and raise them right, and your teachers were busy telling your kids, your parents are evil. This is not the way you live. If you want to be a successful person, this is what you do. This is how you believe. This is what's right. This is what's wrong. How dare they? I can't believe it. And they got away with it because no one knew. And now the curtain got pulled back like the mighty Wizard of Oz, and we see exactly what they are. They're a bunch of Marxists and fascists. And when their opinions are challenged in any way, shape, or form, they don't argue their opinions. They don't say, sir, here's why you're wrong. Ma'am, here's why I can quell your worries. They say, you're finished. Cut his microphone. Sit down. Does that sound logical to you? Does that sound logical to you? If you hired someone to babysit your child and you found they were doing something or teaching something inappropriate, and you confronted them and said, you know, I don't like the way I don't care what you like. You're finished. Sit down. Shut up. Are you going to fire them? Or are you going to give them a raise? That's what's happening. That's what's happening, except it's even worse. Because they're putting ideas and notions into your children's head that the country they live in is evil and racist and horrible. That their very race is a blight against minorities. And they have to go back hundreds of years to find something. You'll never get done with slavery, I guess. It doesn't matter how many people are in the graveyard fighting against it, fighting to free the slaves. It doesn't matter how many times we have rose up as a country and righted our wrongs. It's not good enough. Name me another country. Then name me a country that's better. Just name me a country that's better. And if that country is so much better, why the hell don't you live there? If this country is such a racist, evil, horrible place, why are you asking people to come in by the hundreds of thousands? Aren't you just subjecting them to the same horrible, racist, evil, systematic racism that promotes this country? Why are they all flooding the borders then? Why are you telling them, come on in, water's fine? Why would you do that? Why don't you warn them, stay out of this country? It's a horrible, evil, racist place. You don't want to be here, right? Because you're liars. That's why. You're lying. You're lying to the children. You're not teaching them. You're indoctrinating them. And what has happened is these children who are 7, 8, 9, 10 years old are now 18, 19, 20 years old, and you're seeing the result. You're seeing the result. I have heard people from Antifa being interviewed. They don't have the brains of an ice cube. And they instantaneously resort to violence or name-calling because they don't really have the brains to actually debate you. So if you say, what is the difference between you and the brown shirts of Nazi Germany? They don't know what a brown shirt in Nazi Germany is. They think it's a soccer team. So they say, F you, fascist, shut up, sit down, you're finished. Wonder where they got that from. I wonder where they got that from. You shouldn't be surprised, folks. You and sending your children off to school every day, thinking they were well taken care of, and they were being indoctrinated like little robots. That's why people say, well, you know, there's an interesting phenomena. In college and high school, people are mostly liberals. And then in their 30s or early 40s, a lot of them become Republican. Why do you think that is? I'll tell you why it is. Because the brainwashing wears off. They get out of college thinking, I know everything in the world, and I know the world is a horrible place, and then they go out to the workforce. And they realize, I've been lied to. And as more of their paycheck gets stolen and they start to be more financially responsible and see the writing on the wall, they begin to say, wait a minute. This is no good. These values don't work. don't work for me, and I'm a common working person, so how come? And then they turn Republican. That's what ends up happening. You see, the problem isn't as widespread as people imagine. I was in a small secondhand store the other day looking at movies, DVDs, and there was a young black lady there, and we engaged in a very long conversation about Clint Eastwood movies, about Harrison Ford movies. There was no racism there. There was no, you're better than me, I'm better than you, you owe me reparations, you, how dare you ask me for reparations. There was none of that. None of that. That's what they hate. They can't have that. So they have to teach your children, this is not legitimate communication, because you're not acknowledging your white privilege. You're not acknowledging that you suppressed these people. No, I didn't suppress anybody. And neither did any of these children going to school. You're just lying to them. You are the brainwashers, the indoctrinators for the government. That's what the teaching institute has become. That's what education has become in this country. Indoctrination into the liberal far left wing. And if anyone challenges your thought process, that's because they're evil. And if for 1 minute you start to feel like that person's making sense, shut them out of your life. That's a cult. That's exactly what cults do. Oh, don't listen to your mother or father. They can't come around here. If they're not part of this cult, forget it. You're a Scientologist and you can't, oh, no, forget it. Denounce them. They'll try to lead you astray. That's exactly what these teachers are doing. You can't see that. And every single day, the Democratic Party lies to their own constituents. And their own constituents are so brainwashed, they say, I don't know. I think it's the truth. When they found out that defunding the police was a disaster and crime was to the point where people didn't even want to walk out in the street. I live in New York. New York City, people don't even want to go out in the daytime. There are people being shot in broad daylight for no reason. I'm just shooting a person. It's even worse in Chicago. It's even worse in Portland. It's even worse in Los Angeles, in San Francisco. What do the Democrats say when they find out that defunding the police led to this? The Republicans were the ones who wanted to defund the police. What? Please show me one Republican who was on television saying, I think it's a very good idea if we defund the police. I'll show you 30 Democrats, including Kamala Harris. You don't even want to take responsibility for your own failures, because you think one failure and the people might wake up. That's how fragile you are. One mistake and maybe the people will wake up. Well, in your haste to not make one mistake, you made 101 mistakes. But the people still aren't waking up. I don't know what it's going to take. Any idiot with a brain cell knows that the Republicans were not for defunding the police. Any idiot with a brain cell knows that the crime rate is way, 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 way up. No matter how much Lori Lightfoot says, it's really on a downward trend. If you take a look, a really good look, and you fudge the numbers and you really juggle them around a little bit, we can show you that last year at 845 to 846, two people were shot. This year only one, so it's really on a downward spot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Children can't even walk out of their house. Their parents are making them play inside in your miserable city because of your lack of leadership. If there was a dumber person that's ever graced a city, I don't know who. Oh, but it's the Republicans' fault. And then they'll point to, well, we had an infrastructure bill and they turned it down and it had more money for the police. Yeah, it had more money for federal police. And before you say, oh, well, you know, the federal's the ones who give it to the local, that's true. That's true, that all the money comes from the federal, but how much? It depends on how much they want to give. And if you trust the federal police for 1 minute, if you trust the FBI or the CIA, you're nuts. You're absolutely nuts. They've proven to be a political arm. They'll go after political opponents of the left, but they won't go after political opponents of the right. Their philosophy is so-and-so is a Trump supporter. He must have committed a crime. Let's look into him and find out if he has. That's not the way the law works. The law works as you've committed a crime. Let's look into it and see if we can prove it. Not give me a name and I'll find a crime. That's not the way this works. A Fox News talk show host by the name of Tucker Carlson came out and said, the NSA is spying on my emails. They have my private email. And everyone on MSNBC, CNN, laughed at him. Oh, he's a conspiracy theorist. He's Alex Jones. He's just doing it for ratings. Nobody, the NSA doesn't care about him, except he proved it. Except he proved it. See, he was trying to get a scoop as a reporter. He was trying to get an interview with Vladimir Putin. So he sent some emails to the Kremlin saying, what would it take to get an interview with Vladimir Putin on American television? What would we have to go through? Which is a journalist's right in this country. Now, naturally, our country is spying on any emails coming into the Kremlin from America, obviously. So they picked up that email and they said, okay, that's very interesting, but that should have been the end of it. Well, this is a reporter doing his job. He's just asking, what would it take to get an interview with Vladimir Putin on my television program? That's innocent enough. I mean, we'll monitor it and we'll read it, make sure nothing under the table goes on, but so far it just looks like a journalist trying to get a scoop. No, that's not what they did. They leaked it, or were going to leak it. They were going to leak it as Tucker Carlson is in bed with the Russians. But Tucker Carlson was too smart. And he came out on national television and said, I'll tell you what I was talking about. So let him go ahead and leak it. There's nothing to leak. I didn't do anything wrong. So then they come out with a half-hearted statement saying he was never the target. Well, we know he wasn't the target. That's irrelevant. The law says that if there's a communication between a foreign agent of some kind, which in this case would be the Kremlin, and an American, the American's name shall not be handed out unless that American committed a crime. But you quickly handed out Tucker Carlson's name. Why did you do that? Oh, because he has views that differ from you. That's what a third world country does. That's what you're teaching your children now to do when they grow up and they become members of a federal government or they become law enforcement agents. That's what you're teaching. Got to watch out for those horrible Republicans and conservatives. They're the ones. That's scary. That should scare you. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. That should scare the hell out of you. And if the other side was doing that, you would be crying fascism, communism, Marxism till the day is long. That's what you'd be doing. Remember, Donald Trump was a Nazi because he was keeping children in cages. There's 700 times more children in cages now. And I don't hear anybody calling Biden a Nazi. Oh, one of Trump's CEOs from a company wrote off a hotel room and a rental car and on his taxes and probably owes $100,000. Meantime, Joe Biden claims he bought the DuPont mansion for $180,000. If you believe that Joe Biden bought the DuPont mansion for $180,000, then that would be like saying, I just bought a brand new Lamborghini for 18 cents. That's called tax evasion. By the way, Hunter Biden have clearly said on many, 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 many occasions that he had cut his father in on deals involving, in his words, the Chinese spy king, of China. Nobody wants to look into that. Was banning anyone who said anything bad about China celebrating their anniversary. If you dare said, well, this is a communist regime, I would hardly think that's worth celebrating. Oh, you're banned. That tweet's gone. You want to say something bad about celebrating the 4th of July, you go right ahead. Doesn't that make you curious at all? Don't you say to yourself, wait a minute, why does China get a pass and the United States doesn't? What does China have on these people that's forcing them to do their bidding? I think you better ask yourself that question. What's China have on all these people? Who was it? Was it Donald Trump who was sleeping with a Chinese spy? Oh, no, that was Eric Swalwell. Sleeping with a Chinese spy by the name of Fang Fang, who fled the country when it found out that her cover was blown. Was it Donald Trump whose chauffeur was a Chinese spy? Oh, no, that was Dianne Feinstein. How come the Chinese spies seem to be infiltrating the Democratic Party? I want an answer to that question. That's two very high-ranking people. One of them's on the Intel Committee. How come? How come that's okay? It's not okay. It's absolutely not okay. How come Hollywood actors have to apologize to China? They don't have to apologize to the United States of America when they say bad things about their country, though, right? How come? How come movie studios have to say, we can't make the Chinese the bad guys? The Chinese have said no. I know what you're going to say. Well, they're going to release the movie in China and they want to make a bazillion dollars, maybe. But that's funny because I can point you out older movies that have Chinese people as the bad guys. How come all of a sudden you just can't? How come the NBA can't say nothing bad about China? How come head coaches are fired for saying anything about China? But it's okay to turn your back on the American flag. We are seeing the result of what our educational system has offered up when we see Olympic athletes turning their backs on the flag, turning their backs on a 98-year-old veteran playing the Star-Spangled Banner on a harmonica. And then because the visuals were bad, because it was a 98-year-old war vet, they had to lie and say, oh, no, you see, silly person. Even though all the other team had their hands over their hearts facing the real flag, we decided to turn to the monitors where the flag was flying. No, you didn't, because the monitors were on the left-hand side, you lying bastards. You lying bastards. If you're so proud of what you did, how come you just don't stand up and say, you're damn right I turned my back on the flag. You're damn right I'm protesting against it. I don't like it, and I don't care. No, you have to lie. Why do you have to lie? Oh, because our masters told us to. Our masters told us you might have went a little too far there. You're blowing our cover. Pathetic. It's pathetic. Oh, and by the way, the very Olympic trial bronze medalist who said they're playing the national anthem and they did it just to aggravate me. This is such a racist, horrible country. Well, her tweets came out where she's calling white children ignorant. She's calling Chinese people. Why do Chinese people always have to try to start fashion trends and look like idiots? Oh, I seen some white kids today and they were acting up. I want to smack them in their freaking head, stupid white people. Ah. But you're not a racist. You have a higher moral ground. You can turn your back on the flag. But you can tweet those things, right? You hypocrite. You ignoramus. That's the problem. Somebody has to slap these people upside the head and say, you don't know shit from applesauce. The hell up. You total ignoramus. It's okay if I do it or my side does it. We see that every day. There's a whole channel devoted to doing nothing but going to colleges and saying, Donald Trump said the following. And then you'll watch a whole bunch of college kids saying, that's despicable and horrible and racist. That's why everybody hates him. Anybody who says that is unfit for office. Oh, excuse me. Joe Biden is the one who actually said that. My mistake. It wasn't Donald Trump. Oh, well, he probably didn't mean, oh, I see. I see. You have to justify it. Now, if you were an honest person, you would say, did he really say that? Well, I still stand by it. If he said that, that's a racist, horrible thing to say. then I'd have some respect for you. But when you instantly go from, what a terrible, horrible, evil thing to say, he should be thrown in prison, put in a gulag for these thoughts. Oh, that was Joe Biden. Oh, well, you know, he probably didn't mean it the way it sounded. I'd have to hear the whole thing before I want to make a judgment. Oh, really? Well, you didn't want to hear the whole thing before you made the judgment when you thought it was Trump who said it. You don't understand that that's the ultimate in hypocrisy? You don't get that? Then you're not getting a very good education. You know what education is supposed to be about in this country? Education is supposed to be about teaching the children the facts and allowing them to make their own judgments. Simple as that. Simple as that. So if I'm a teacher and I teach nothing but the facts and a kid comes along and says, you know, I think that the Democratic Party was largely responsible for racism because they're the party of Jim Crow, right? They're the party of the Ku Klux Klan, right? So they were largely responsible for racism. It was the Republican Party who apparently tried to eliminate this racism. My job is not to say, high five, kid, you're right. And the next kid who says, yeah, but you know, the Democrats corrected it. They realized their errors, and they worked hard, too, to go, oh, you sit down and shut up. You're finished. That's not my job. My job is to say both of you kids came to a different conclusion based on a series of facts. That's a good thing. And you both are right. You're both right. You can argue the semantics of it amongst yourselves, but you both thought this out, and you came to a conclusion, and that's a good thing. No, that only works if it's math. If Johnny comes along and says 2 + 2 = 4, and then somebody else comes along and says 2 + 2 = really 5 because math is racist, then I see that you got to understand they have a right to their opinion. Ah, they have a right to their opinion when the facts show differently, but they don't have a right to their opinion when it is really a matter of opinion. That's a very interesting way to teach. All of you parents need to watch everything that your children are bringing into the house. And you need to look for certain signs that your children are being indoctrinated. I am not being an alarmist. I'm being a realist. I have a friend who has a daughter who is extraordinarily, at a very young age, by the way, extraordinarily liberal. Now, it's not his job to yell and scream things at her, but I've spoken with her and she doesn't know any facts. When you hear with facts, you just, I don't have time for this. I don't need to be told this. Don't fill my mind with anything. Don't do anything to shake my belief. Since when is that a thing? Since when is somebody not saying really? Well, let me hear what you've got to say, because I'd be very interested if I'm wrong. I'd like to hear it. No, that's not what the left do. The left say, shout them down, like the school board head. You're finished. Shut up. Sit down. You don't get a chance to talk. Only we get to talk. Would you allow that? Would you allow that in your home? If you had a nanny or a babysitter who you knew behind closed doors was telling your children, you can dress like a little girl if you want. Do you want to do that today? How about you dress like a little girl and I call you a different name? And we'll put on some makeup and stuff. How's that sound? Because that sounds good, right? I know you're only 5 and you can't really make that decision, but let's do that, shall we? You would break the door down. And if you didn't, you wouldn't be a very good parent. You'd tell her, get the hell out of my house. You don't get the right to indoctrinate my child. If my child grows up and he's 14 or 15 and says, well, I'm feeling like a woman, then we'll sit down and we'll talk about it. And if my kid ends up being that way, well, then I'm still going to love him and support him. But you're not going to put the thought in his head. It's not your choice. That's what they're doing to your kids. You know how easy it is? It's so subliminal. They can say, we're teaching about slavery. But they can leave out certain things and they can add in their own opinions. That's what Hitler did. If you listen to some of Hitler's speeches, what Hitler would do was he would say some things that were primarily true. And people would say, well, that's factually accurate. Then he'd start adding some opinions that's not so accurate at all. Then he'd start just flat lying. But because you knew the first things were factually pretty much true, you started to believe all the other things too. That's how he brainwashed the German people. Because they weren't able to figure out that this information that he was giving was propaganda. The simple things that they knew were true, yeah, he said those things. Not everything he said was a lie, the things he wanted to indoctrinate you with. So if they teach in school, sometimes there are people who have an attraction to the same sex, and you're not 4 or 5 in kindergarten, you don't need to learn that. But if you're learning that in junior high school, that's fine. That's fine. That's a fact. But if they're saying, and you probably might be one of them, and the only way you're going to find out is to experiment. So your homework is to be a girl for a day, and your homework is to be a boy for the day. Oh, no, 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 no. Uh-uh. Because, see, now you're getting into a different territory. You're getting into indoctrination. That has nothing to do with the fact that some people are naturally attracted to the same sex. Nothing to do with it. I'll bet you that they're not teaching that the Democratic Party was the party of Jim Crow. I'll bet you they're not teaching that the Democratic Party was the party that fought so hard to keep slavery. I'll bet you they're not teaching that. They'll conveniently leave that out. In the meantime, they're telling your kindergartners it's perfectly natural to have sexual urges. That's for a parent to talk about. How many times have you heard parent stories? Well, I walked in on my kid and he was masturbating and I had to sit down and have a talk with him. Yeah, that's what the parent does. Not what the teacher does. The teacher don't hand you out comic books saying, here's exactly how you do it. And you'll find it feels really good. Oh, I see. What's the next one you're going to hand out? And if some man comes along and wants to help you, that's okay too. No, 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 you bunch of perverts. You're the same one who wants a grown man with a schlong swinging, sitting in a hot tub with a full beard with a 12-year-old. So don't give me none of your moral bullshit. I'd trust my kid with Jack the Ripper before I trusted him with your morals. Because you have none. Your morals are, we win by any means necessary, including indoctrinating your children, including having a whole scientific community say, we can't tell the truth about COVID if it helps Donald Trump. You're a bunch of little brainwashed robots. Gladly marching off like lemmings into the sea. And I don't even blame you because you've been brainwashed. You just don't realize it. And then they accuse the Trump fans of that. The Trump fans are being brainwashed. Well, how am I being brainwashed? I got plenty of things to say to criticize Donald Trump with. Number one being he never should have kept Anthony Fauci on. That guy is a tool, and he is a political pundit. He was wrong about AIDS and had how many people die because of his miscalculation of AIDS drugs. And now you find out that he hid the fact that this probably came from the Wuhan lab and probably caused tens of thousands more deaths. Trump was a moron to keep that guy on. When Trump did something wrong, I criticized him. I don't hear this from the left. Joe Biden can't complete a sentence. Joe Biden's asking a donut shop about a simple question about Russian hacking, and he reaches into his pocket and gets out cue cards for a normal citizen and says, well, the fact is we're looking, here's the exact thing I was briefed. Oh, my God, that's pathetic. You can't see that's pathetic? So instead of saying the truth, saying, well, we didn't like Trump, but this is not a good thing. We need to do something about this. No, no, it's everything's fine. You just stay asleep. Old Joe's doing great. Yeah, I know he breaks speeches to talk about 12-year-old girls and how their hair is and their dresses and everything, but he's not a pervert or anything. Yeah, I know we got a million and one pictures of him sniffing little girls and telling them, oh, when you're 16, you better, please. There's something mentally wrong with him. I don't know if he's a pervert, but if he's not a pervert, then he's a very, very inappropriate man when it comes to his thought process of how to deal with younger people. I know his son's a pervert, and the apple don't fall far from the tree. And I know his son is a shyster. Oh, his son, who's never painted anything in his life, put some paintings up in a gallery. They want $75,000 to $500,000 for them. And when the federal government simply asked a question such as, are you going to release the names of the people who purchased these? No, they're going to be totally anonymous. Well, I wonder why. I'll tell you why. Because no one's buying them. And the people who are buying them, they're not really buying a painting. You know, I went to an auction one time. Tell you a quick story. And the guy said, I can't sell alcohol legally. I don't have a license to sell alcohol. And I have all these bottles of wine here, unopened, that I could auction off. But I can't do it. So, see this rubber band? That's what I'm auctioning off. And if you win this rubber band, I'll give you this stuff if you're of legal age. So I'm not selling you the booze. I'm selling you the rubber band. I'm giving you the booze as a bonus for buying the rubber band. What do you think that painting is? Yeah, I'll buy your stick figure painting for $500,000. And now when am I going to meet Joe? Well, we'll work that out. How come that's not being investigated? How come that's not being investigated? Every single thing that any Trump kid did was investigated. If they literally went to a fundraiser to try to raise money for needy children, it was how much money exactly is going to those needy children. Did they take out the price of the cups? Did they take the price out of the buffet? Please. Hunter Biden's about as much a painter as I am a ballerina. What do you think he's selling in that gallery? Access to his father. Nobody cares because you're all asleep. The Democratic Party has succeeded in brainwashing your children, and now your children are adults. They've come of age, and they only know what they were taught, and this is what they were taught. So when you meet these people and they're frantically telling you, orange man bad, shut up, sit down, that's all they've been taught. When you hit them with a fact and they cry, rather than to say, that's very interesting. I'm glad you pointed that out. I didn't know that. Why do you think they're crying? They're crying because you shattered something. You shattered something they held dear. My overlords lied to me. I can't listen to this. That's what cult members do. That's why they have to be deprogrammed. They literally have to be deprogrammed. And by the way, the left always accused the right of doing what they're doing. And what did the left say about Donald Trump? We may have to bring these people in for deprogramming. They've obviously been brainwashed. Well, I don't know. Was I brainwashed into thinking that gas was great at $1.90 instead of $3.20? Was I brainwashed into thinking that when I go into a store to buy something, it's not 50 cents an item higher? Was I brainwashed into thinking it's a better idea to let this country be the number one exporter of fuel than Russia? Was I brainwashed into thinking it's a better idea to wipe out ISIS than to have them running wild? Was I brainwashed when I'm thinking that peace in the Middle East is better than war in the Middle East? Was I brainwashed into thinking more jobs mean more money, mean more income for the government? More competition means higher wages. Was I brainwashed then? Because that's everything that happened in the Trump administration. And if you tell me it didn't, you're a brainwashed moron because the facts say it did. Simple as that. The Democrats are like that team who always comes in third place and they say, we were better than the World Series team. We're better than them. It was cheating. It was bad luck. It was this. It was that. No, it's you. The world's in turmoil, and the man's been in office 4 months. And you think it's okay. is on YouTube making videos crying. Did you see that video? Of a 19-year-old college student literally crying her eyes out saying, my parents voted for Donald Trump, racist, and I don't know what I'm going to do. That girl needs psychological help. Now, a well-adjusted 18-year-old girl says, my parents have a difference of opinion. My parents are good people, but they see the world differently than I do. I see Donald Trump differently than they do, and they have a right to that, and I have a right to my opinion. You don't cry and go hysterical. Who does that? Brainwashed people who are being challenged. That's who does that. And if you want to look at the people who are brainwashing your children at our educational system, because that's where it's beginning. They were caught red-handed, folks. They were caught red-handed. And now they're backpedaling, saying, we never did any such thing. We never did teach this. But they can't even make up their mind because they got people saying, well, we're going to fight for teaching this. Do you know that one of the leaders of the whole educational system in our country said, "You doesn't matter what the parents say. You go ahead and teach critical race theory. And if any single one of those parents dare to oppose you, we'll sue the pants off them. That's what we'll do. We'll sue the pants off those racist bastards who've entrusted us with their children. How friggin' dare you? I don't have a child, but if I did, they wouldn't be going to those schools. I would pull them out of there so fast their head spins. That's your money. That's your dollars paying for the indoctrination of your children into a world they're not even going to be able to understand by the time they're 25 years old. Because reality is going to hit them in the face like a freight train. And they're going to realize what happened. I thought I was on the right side. I thought I was great. I thought this was good. And then one day you wake up and realize, I think the Democratic Party was purposely trying to keep me under their wing. They don't want me to fly. They don't want the baby bird to leave the nest. Because we might find out that the real world out there isn't what they claim it is. I don't see white supremacists behind every street corner. I don't see African-American people shying away from white people because they think they're white supremacists. I see people getting along. And I see that scaring our current administration to death because they can't have it. So they've turned to the teachers and they've said to them, make sure these children are indoctrinated to hate one another. Can't have the white and the black kids playing together. No, no, no. It's got to be, oh, I have to bow to you because I so did you wrong when you did nothing to them. And the black I can't get ahead because of white people in this country, so the Democrats can keep you in their back pocket. This has to end, folks, and you're the only people that can end it.